This is Insight on Cap Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. It's time for the uplift. And if you've been hearing the song Into the Unknown from Disney's Frozen 2 over and over, here's a parody of that song created by parents Chelsea Hart Connor and Max Connor.
You're not a hoax. You're filling everyone with fear. And if I had you, which I doubt, there's no testing center near. Everyone I've ever loved is stuck inside their homes. COVID-19 outbreak has got me all alone. I have no steady income. My children have no school. I'm afraid the curve will flatten and I'll always be stuck inside.
Got it? Stuck inside my home. Chelsea and Max Connor are from the Natomas community outside Sacramento. That was some pretty impressive vocals by Chelsea. There's a video with Max's camera work and editing, and they are on the phone with us. Hello, Mom and Dad. How are you?
Hi, we're great. Hi, thanks for having us.
Thank you so much for having us.
So let me start with the obvious. Frozen 2 must be a movie that you're hearing over and over at home right now, correct?
Yeah, it's definitely, we watch the movie all the time. We know the soundtrack. It's pretty much on a loop all the time.
So the real song sung by the character Elsa in the movie is Into the Unknown, going off into the unknown. What inspired the parody? How did that happen?
Well, we're always just sort of singing silly songs in our house. It's kind of a thing in our family where we'll just make up words to whatever we're doing, to whatever song is stuck in our head. And I had seen there was a parody of Bohemian Rhapsody related to COVID-19, and stuck inside, or, you know, Into the Unknown happened to be stuck in my head, as it frequently is. And I started thinking of some different lyrics to it, and I went to Chelsea and said, when are we going to do a Into the Unknown COVID parody song? And she said, what? And I sang a couple lines of what I thought of, and I thought she was just going to shake her head. And she pulled out a piece of paper and was like, oh, yeah, let's do this. And so we sat in bed and started writing the lyrics to the song right there.
All right. How old are your children?
We have 2 2-year-olds. We have a twins, Fox and Alora, and then we have a 5.5-year-old in Fiona.
So is the 5.5-year-old yet singing Stuck Inside My Home instead of Into the Unknown?
All of them are singing Stuck Inside My Home. They know pretty much all the lyrics. It's pretty cute.
Chelsea,
carrying on the tradition.
Are you in musical theater or a vocalist professionally? This is a tough song, and you really just run head on into it.
Oh, that's really sweet. Yeah, it's been really heartwarming, everybody's response. I was in musical theater very briefly in my early 20s, actually at Runaway Stage Productions in Sacramento. But that was more just I was going through a hard time and wanted to do something fun and silly. But no, other than that, I don't really sing professionally, and I cannot tell you how many takes it took for us to get the vocals down. And thankfully I'm a perfectionist, and I was like, let's do it again. So it was so much fun. And again, you know, singing and performing has really brought a lot of love and joy into our home. Yeah, it just seems to occur a lot in my life. So
we will post a link to the video. It's pretty fun seeing you tear around your kingdom as it is. Let's listen to a little more of the song. So this is the parody of Into the Unknown, created by Max Connor and, as you're going to hear, Chelsea Hart Connor.
Every day's getting harder, running out of things to do. I'm afraid I'll go insane if I keep watching. Thank you.
Yes, Chelsea's leaning out her balcony window, just begging to be set free. I just love that. You know, the two of you worked on a project together, though, in terms of being a husband and wife stuck in at home alone right now. It seems like you're doing pretty well.
We are doing well. We're making the most of the family time, for sure. Well, prior to being stuck inside our home, we had very opposite schedules, where Chelsea worked typically during the day and I was working as a server at a restaurant in Midtown, and then am a full-time student at Sac State. So we were sort of like ships passing in the night oftentimes at home. So we've actually really enjoyed, to a certain extent, being sort of stuck all together and really getting a lot of quality family time.
Well, I know you're getting a lot of reaction. A friend of mine sent it to me and said, look what my friend did. Just watch this. And you really made use of your whole home. We see your bags of beans in your pantry. I'm glad you're getting a lot of uplift from it, which is exactly what we're getting right now in this moment, too. So how about the little ones? How are they doing? Little kids love being at home with their parents, don't they?
Think so. It's definitely been an adjustment. There's definitely been a lot more crying. I think kids feel how things are a little unstable right now. And it's confusing, you know, me working during the day and them not understanding, like, well, you're home, like you should be giving 125% of your attention to me.
Right.
So that's been an adjustment. But we've had to really incorporate, you know, just going back to the basics, being silly and having fun and being present. And that's where we have been able to just have a lot of fun and be a lot happier and work together. So it's been an adjustment, but we've really been enjoying the time.
Well, you made an awful lot of people happy so far. And again, we'll post it on our website for everybody to see. Chelsea and Max, good luck at this day at home time. Thank you so much for sharing your talents and your art and your joy with us. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Beth. It's been great.
You take care. That's Chelsea Hart Connor and Max Connor. And that's Insight for today. Hope you had an uplift from that. Check out capradio.org/insight.